All right, Brett, you're the director at the NDSU Vet Diagnostics Lab. And like we were talking beforehand, despite everything that's going on, you guys are still open and doing your thing and staying pretty busy. And I know between calving and lambing and some of these different seasons underway, throughout the state, you can't keep everything alive. And so you're helping producers figure out what's going on in their own respective herds or flocks. And what sort of tests or what maybe is coming through the lab this season?
So primarily in the spring, we kind of our submissions follow the production cycle. So earlier in the spring, we're typically getting fetuses from pregnancy losses, and then later on, we're getting neonatal animals, calves, and as they age, larger calves. So we get a combination of animals, whole animals, as well as tissues and other samples. From animals for to do analysis on them to kind of determine the cause of disease and help the producer with a course of action so they can either treat it or manage it.
We have some of our common stuff we see every year, but is some of it more, compared to previous years, or what do we typically see, particularly with calves?
Particularly with calves and abortions and loss of neonatal calves, we see, both nutritional and infectious causes. I would say this year is fairly typical from previous years, although I think, my impression is that we're seeing quite a few more cases where we have some nutritional deficiencies in these calves, and these are often associated with, birth of calves that may be poorly viable. They lack vigor. They don't get up and suckle well. So I think probably with the, just the decreased amount of forages and the quality of the forage, that was an issue in much of the state and region last year. Many people just weren't able to put up the amount and quality of forages that they had in the past. That has become an issue. And might have been a little slight on cow nutrition this winter, which has a significant effect when it comes to calving time.
So on that note, Brett, and when we talk about feed supplies and nutrition, you guys do some toxicity tests there as well. And so give me a little bit of background on that and why a producer would want to get that feed tested.
So we do some feed testing. Most of the nutritional aspects that we deal with in the calving season and loss of calves really revolves around trace element analysis. So this is analysis of tissues for trace elements like copper, selenium, those type of essential trace elements, as well as vitamins like vitamin A. So there's a pretty good association with vitamin A deficiencies and pregnancy loss and birth of poorly viable calves. So that's probably two of the most common analyses that we run in terms of people that are having calving issues.
And so, given just the growing season we had last year, the rough fall, the rough winter, it's pretty clear guys are even still trying to harvest corn now. And when we think of that, we think of mycotoxins. And so have we been seeing more of those tests come through just given the conditions?
We have seen quite a bit of corn and other grains coming through both last fall. Particularly the corn coming out of North Dakota area has been pretty clean. We haven't surprisingly seen a lot of mycotoxins. Most of the mycotoxin analysis or fungal toxin analysis we do here are toxins that are developed in the field. These aren't typically toxins that are developed, in storage or fungi that grow on the grain heads during storage. But overall, quality of stuff has been high moisture, but has been pretty clean in terms of toxins.
And so, Brett, as we wrap up the conversation here, if somebody's hearing this and thinking they need to get something tested, walk us through the process of that. I know we've done it before, and it's fairly simple and easy.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we're here to help producers, veterinarians, or, you know, other consultants with these cases. A lot of people use our website. We have all our available tests listed on our website, as well as the submission forms. So those are, you know, just a form that they can fill out with their contact information and the tests that they would like. If they're unsure what course to take, you know, we certainly recommend people consult with their primary veterinarian. That's usually most helpful because they have a better understanding of their operation. But we're, of course, always able to, you know, visit with people and recommend what course of testing may be most appropriate for their particular problem. You know, the best thing if you don't know where to start is just give us a call. We're here from 8 to 5, and, you know, even with all the issues and things, shutdowns with the pandemic going on, we're operating at 100%. So.